Then they heard the scratching of Pierce's feet as he scrambled up to the roof. Then they saw the rope, which had been taut across the roof from slapper to slapper, suddenly go slack. The rope was pulled out. They heard Pierce's footsteps on the roof a moment longer, and then nothing. "Damn me, I'm cold," Edgar said. "You best lock me back up." And he crawled into his coffin. Pierce had not progressed far on his return journey before he realized he had made still another error in his planning. He had assumed it would take the same amount of time to go from van to his compartment as it took to go from his compartment to the van. But almost immediately, he recognized his mistake. The return trip, against the blast of wind, was much slower. And he was further burdened by the parcel of Edgar's clothing, which he clutched to his chest, leaving only one hand free to grip the roofing as he crawled forward along the length of the train. His progress was agonizingly slow. Within minutes, he realized that he was going to miss his intended schedule, and badly. He would still be crawling along the rooftops when the train reached Ashford Station, and then he would be spotted, and the jig would be up. Pierce had a moment of profound rage that this final step in the plan should be, in the end, the only thing to go irretrievably wrong. The fact that the error was entirely his own doing merely increased his fury. He gripped the pitching, swaying carriage roof and swore into the wind. But the blast of air was so loud, he did not hear his own voice. He knew, of course, what he must do, but he did not think about it. He continued forward as best he could. He was midway along the fourth of the 7 second-class carriages when he felt the train begin to slow beneath him. The whistle screamed. Squinting ahead, he saw Ashford Station, a tiny red rectangle with a grey roof in the far distance. He could not make out any details, but he knew that in less than a minute the train would be near enough for passengers on the platform to see him on the roof. For a brief moment he wondered what they would think if they did see him. And then he got up and ran, sprinting forward, leaping from one car to the next without hesitation, half blinded by the smoke that poured from the engine funnel back towards him. Somehow he made it safely to the first-class coach, swung down, opened the door, dropped into his compartment, and immediately pulled the blinds. The train was now chugging very slowly, and as Pierce collapsed into his seat, he heard the hiss of the brakes and the porter's cry, "Ashford Station! Ashford! Ashford!" Pierce sighed. They had done it.